Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. During the last week of September, pecan growers will receive a survey from the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service that will be used to forecast pecan production for 2023. NASS Southern Region Director Anthony Perlman says the pecan industry is an important part of U.S. agriculture, especially in Georgia, and it is crucial for us to have accurate data. Growers will have the option to respond to the survey securely online at agcounts.usda.gov. After the U.S. Supreme Court set boundaries for what bodies of water the federal government can regulate, some farm groups say they're disappointed a revised rule fails to bring clarity and certainty to agricultural landowners. The EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers issued a final modified WOTUS rule last month that took effect last week. Farm groups had hoped the Biden administration would instead scrap its existing rule altogether and write a completely new one. USDA released the September World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report that calls for slightly larger supplies and ending stocks. Projected beginning stocks for 2023 and 24 are 5 million bushels lower, and corn production is forecast at 15.1 billion bushels, up 23 million from last month. Ending stocks are up 19 million bushels to 2.2 billion, and the season average corn price is unchanged at $4.90 per bushel.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.